father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's done. It's finally done. And now we can move forward. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Monday, everybody. You should be feeling really good right now if you're a Falcon fan. And you should be feeling good for one reason and one reason only. This change of direction has everybody, Mike, at least in the circles we've talked to, whether it be the coaching world, there are a lot of general managers and front office folks, former coaches that I spoke to over the weekend said, good move. Everybody's applauding this move by our owner, Arthur Blank, and saying, look, can't hurt. With all the things that they've tried to do with this front office over the years, whether it was Rich McKay in charge or someone else, can't hurt. But more importantly, I think people are excited because they know the commitment that Matt has into trying to turn this thing around.
I guess the question for me is, can Matt go to Arthur? No.
He should.
Mr. Blank, sir, no. No. Now, again, just like someone should, when the Deshaun Watson thing was floated, someone said, no. Probably should have been Rich McKay, you know, but at that point. So, Matt, with all, and I know Arthur has denied this, talking about Arthur Blank, every time we've asked him in interviews, we've asked him, you know, we don't say things and don't ask a guy. We said to Arthur, I said, point blank, are you a meddler? I'm not a meddler. He's a big meddler. He's a meddler on both sides of his family. So if you could keep Matt keeps Arthur out of this process, because I think that's where the breakdown starts. I think it starts from the top. I know that they don't want to hear that at Falcons, but that's why I'm really excited, Carl, about this opportunity for Matt.
I am too. But here's the deal. This is the easy part. Now it gets hard. Because you still have to find the right head coach and you still have to find the right general manager. And look, I know over the weekend it was a crazy busy weekend and we got a lot of football to talk about, and we certainly will. But the fact that the Falcons have already interviewed Kevin Stefanski, they've talked to Clint Kubiak, they talked to DC down there with the Dolphins, their DC, Anthony Weaver, they're expected to talk and interview Mike McDaniel. But rumor out of New York City, is that the two finalists for the Giants and the Falcons are already perceived to be John Harbaugh, right?
Right.
And Kevin Stefanski. Now, we have no validity to this, right? We do not, we're not telling you this is the case. What we're saying is there are various reports that say, hey, whoever doesn't take the Giants' job is more than likely going to take the Falcons' job and vice versa. But, Mike, neither one has been offered, and we know for a fact that Harbaugh is now comprising of the teams that he wants to interview for. So maybe they're putting the cart before the horse, I'm not sure, or the horse before the cart, whatever it is, but that is kind of out there. And by the way, if that is true, I love it because I want Harbaugh. And I've said that from the time he got fired last week to the time he'll get hired by anybody else, and if it's not us. But I also really like Kevin Stefanski. So I'm okay if that is true, but we do not know if that is the case. And again, I don't want to discount any of these other interviews, Mike, that have happened.
Well, look, now that they've got the oven mitts holding on to Jeff Ulbrich, they can't get him out of the oven. He's ours. That I like the idea of, and I've said this last week, I'm going to stick with it. I like and I want Clint Kubiak.
Okay.
I like the Kubiak-Shanahan tree. I think if you execute the Shanahan offense the right way, sometimes you don't even need the star pieces. You know what I mean? It's a great run-first offense. And he'll be a guy to straighten out what needs to be straightened out with Michael Penix Jr., provided he gets back on the field. So I'm rolling with Kubiak, especially now that we've said Ulbrich. It seems like that's a really good fit. You know, people seem to be on board with that. And then, as we said, the general manager, perhaps it's Ian Cunningham. So I'm not lukewarm. If you and I are talking to Harbaugh in 2 weeks, I'll still be happy.
Oh, yeah.
But my number one guy is still going to be Kubiak. I want the younger guy, and I like the offensive mind.
Well, and Stefanski's obviously younger than Harbaugh. I just think that,
With him, too. I know that Falcon fans just look at the Browns, and they put all that dysfunction on him.
It's not on him. It's not solely on him. And again, I don't think you get these interview opportunities if you're not highly valued around the league. I think people... The fans' opinion sometimes is a lot less than what it is in the football world, right? Like, there's two different things. Like, there's a world that goes on in your business that people in your business know about, and then there's the outside world, the perceived thing about what goes on in your business. Football coaches and general managers and folks in the football know. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. The big news is that Matt gets hired as president of football over the weekend. And then he talks about it on the show on CBS, as he basically said goodbye this weekend. Want you to hear a couple of things. First of all, what to expect from the Falcons with him as president of football.
You want to be in the mix, in the playoffs, and it's been too long there, and we're going to work really hard and find the right people to get us back into that position to be successful. But you guys know it, football, it's about the people. The building is about the people. There's a lot of really good people in that building that are already there. It starts at the top with Arthur Blank, and I'm fortunate to be in this position, excited about the opportunity, and ready to get started.
He ain't lying. We had the wrong people. He's not lying. We had the wrong coaches. He's not lying. You got to hire the right people. So that's why I said the easy part, Mike, for me is done. Now this is the hard part, because as much as we love this idea of Matt running the show, you still screw it up, get the wrong guy in here, and we're still treading water. We're still running in place.
That's just it. I mean, Matt is going to be your president, but you know, ultimately Arthur Blank going to take this advice from these two different firms. I don't want one specifically towards the GM, one towards the either way. You know, I'd let Matt cook. Let Matt be the one voice. See, that's the problem. Did we learn nothing from the previous, forensic look at the Falcons through Sportology? There's too many cooks. One voice. Make it Matt Ryan's voice. And the GM, if he's cool with that job description, you know, he does what Matt says. And the coach, so be it. Now, that's why the Harbaugh thing, isn't Harbaugh just another layer of CEO since he's not specifically an offensive or defensive coach?
No. Look, you still, here's the reality, guys. This is where I sit. Your head coach sets the tone. Your team is what your head coach is. And as much as Matt's going to be involved in the decision-making, Mike, you still need a team builder and somebody to install the culture in the team. Matt's not doing that. He's not at every team meeting. Maybe he will be. But he's certainly not speaking. He's not influencing every room as you walk up and down the hall, and there's the wide receiver room and the running back room and the quarterback room and the linebackers room. Harbaugh is more than that, and I think whoever takes this job has got to be more than that. But that's, to me, how I view this. Here's something else that Matt said this weekend on CBS. As he said, getting back to the organization where he started, obviously this is one of the reasons why he took the job.
To be able to get back into that environment in the organization, you know, that I spent so much time with, it was one of one. And I'm excited about that. But I love you guys. This is the best group that you could be a part of. I think we do it better than anybody else on air.
That's a
and
fact.
And I am so appreciative of my
thanks,
time.
Brother. Talk about your thank three you, boys so much. Was Sarah okay with all of this?
She's the boss, JB. You
know. Hell, we know.
Hey,
we know.
Sarah is the boss.
She's the real president.
Yeah, she's the real president. Make no mistake. I'm the vice president.
Vice president. I love that.
Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson, obviously, along with Matt Ryan, James Brown, obviously the lead guy, has been many years. That's who's on the set with him when he says that.
And he did a nice, heartfelt thanks to everybody for welcoming him to the CBS family and helping him make the transition from jock to announcer and analyst. And it's funny because up in New York, they're like, Well, man, Phil Simms didn't get that. Well, tough duties on Phil Simms. they moved on from Phil. They made a programming change in the offseason, so Phil never got a chance to say goodbye. But Matt got a chance to say goodbye because this happened right here the first week of the playoffs.
404-726-0929. Your meter, right, when it comes to, all right, this is us heading in the right direction. Because that's all I've said, right? That's where I'm at. I'm not telling you again we're going to the Super Bowl. Way too early. But, man, it did feel good to see our guys get recognized, Mike. For Bijan to get that AP All-Pro and to see Pitts get recognized and Lindstrom and Bates. I said, you know what? This is what we've been saying. The talent is here.
Yeah.
Can we get the other things around the talent right?
Right. Yeah, look, you got to get the quarterback playing at a much better level than we saw Michael Penix Jr. last year. Doesn't mean he can't. That's why I've said, like, I don't want to keep having to, Carl, do this whole thing with the audience. You hate on Penix. No, I want to see Penix play better. We all want to see Penix play better. He's coming off an injury. It's not a guarantee he will. I hope they can. But that's also a big part of this, Carl, because you get it right with him, you fix him, you got the salary control for the next couple of years, and as you said, there's enough on both sides of the football. Let's go make some things happen.
The other interesting part about what's happened this weekend as the Falcons continue to interview candidates for their head coaching job, and guys, you need to stay tuned. Every day, you need to be here. This could happen within the next 30 minutes. Mike, it could happen within the next 3 days. We don't know when they're going to pull the trigger on this. But the other interesting thing is the Packers and Matt LaFleur. So as we will get into these games and how things played out this weekend, LaFleur blew an 18-point lead, guys. Right? As good as the Bears were, they blew an 18-point lead. He met with the executives today, and now all of a sudden the Packers are expected to try to reach an extension with Matt LaFleur, which I do think is the right decision. But, Mike, for whatever reason, if they don't, and LaFleur ends up being out there on the marketplace, he is another guy that I would end up taking in a heartbeat. And let's not discount his relationship with Matt as well. And those are things that matter, guys. I mean, again, it's great to bring in new people that you don't know and you want to trust. It's another thing to bring in people that you are familiar with.
Look, they're just spoiling for a championship up there. They haven't been in the Super Bowl in 15 years, so I get it. But he's gone to the playoffs 7 of his first 8 years as a head coach. He should have been given the chance here by Dan Quinn, water under the bridge. That was in the 17th season with Sark. But Jordan Love played great, still in a position to win that game. But you can't say one thing about Raheem and his coach staff and say another about him. You've got to not blow an 18-point lead, okay? Yes, it's not Raheem's fault if, you know, Kyle Pitts drops passes, but his receivers dropped some passes, made some mistakes. They tried, and by the way, he's tried to stay with the commitment to the run game. He still gave Josh Jacobs 19 carries.
Sure.
Couldn't get there. The Bears absolutely took away the run game, but you can't blow an 18-point lead. You just can't in the NFL. I know it's a rivalry game. It's the third time you're playing the Bears. But, yeah, I think they'll keep him in Green Bay, but there'll probably be a lot of fans up there not happy with it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm keeping my eye on that. Like, it's great for the organization to say, yeah, we want to get an extension. But if it's not at the number that they want, and LaFleur's like, the main thing is he's got one more year left on his deal. Don't want to be a lame duck coach. Who does? I get it. But that thing could sour in a heartbeat. Like, these negotiations could go south, and we'll see what happens. But he is still, right now, currently under contract. He is not available. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. We got a lot to chop up, man. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys hook you up. All right. Fact of the matter is, they're better. And we're already seeing it. Without him. We'll talk about that and more about the Falcons and this search next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has all the action of the NFL playoffs this weekend. Make sure you join us Saturday starting at 3:30 on our sister station, News and Talk 1380 WAOK, and Sunday starting at 2 p.m. on 92.9 The Game for live play-by-play of every playoff game, guys. It's brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local financial advisors, and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. That's NFL playoff action all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta's home for NFL on Westwood One. Mike, what a weekend for football, bro, because, you know, Saturday was just a crap day, right? It was just like, all right, don't want to be out, don't want to do anything, it's raining, not going anywhere. And then we got two really good games on Saturday, and I was like, okay, Sunday you got to live up to it. And I thought two of the three did yesterday. And then tonight, by the way, final wild card weekend game, Monday Night Football, basically, in Pittsburgh, Texans taking on the Steelers.
Yeah, man. I thought last night was kind of a dud spot. The offense just couldn't get on track, and the Chargers receiver core wasn't doing anything. Herbert couldn't get anything going. But then Drake May with the big touchdown pass, and yeah, the Patriots, all of a sudden now people are getting some juice for the Patriots. Maybe they'll be the team. I think the AFC is wide open. I mean, I think almost anybody still alive can win that. In the NFC, man, the Bears-Packers is one of the best playoff games I've seen. You know, everything we just talked about it earlier and how it ended, and obviously Packers fans are in their fields blowing an 18-point lead, but that was just amazing. And then the other storylines from the weekend, I don't know where you fall on the Philly. I've asked a lot of our experts, so I've talked to Brian McFadden about it. They got so many weapons, and the Eagles are a disaster. I mean, you could win the Super Bowl as that head coach and then be fired 2 years later after what they just put out there. That's a disaster.
It is, and it was shameful what went down on the sidelines, which we'll get more into. Because in the biggest moment of the season, he made it about him. And I'm talking about the coach. Because if the coach doesn't approach the player, you don't get the reaction. And then now you're having to deal with this throughout the game. And then you lose. And right. Said player basically daps up all his boys and says, I'm gone. So we'll get into it, Mike. Coming up, 4th and 1 is on the way. Guys, they're better without him. Are you willing to say it right now, early on, that the Hawks are playing better without Trae Young? Is it way too early? Is this too small of a sample space? Maybe it is.
State your source.
But, you know, you're talking about beating the Pelicans. Whoop-de-doo. You beat the Nuggets on Friday night.
Without Joker.
Correct. Then you turn right back around and you beat the Warriors. And Luke Kennard. Hello, where's Luke Kennard been?
Yeah.
6 3-pointers all of a sudden. Here's what I want you to hear, because as good as Luke was, this is still about Jalen and Na. Nikhil Alexander is playing out of his mind. But Kennard, a 26-footer, and everybody's like, we've been waiting on you to be this guy all season long.
Curry's pass stolen by Jalen Johnson. Up he goes to Nikhil. Nikhil drives and lays it in. Curry just gave up on that play altogether. Nikhil Alexander-Walker with 24. Jalen's got 6 assists on the night now. Hawks lead it 112-87.
So Kennard had he had 6 3-pointers. That was a highlight from Nikhil, who also – he had 6 Hawks in double figures. And, Mike, my point is, if you're watching them play, does it feel any different? Now, McCollum still hasn't gotten in a rhythm. He had a buzzer beater, I think, to end the first half or whatever. But I think he's going to help us, because he's not going to demand the ball. The ball doesn't end up being in McCollum's hands all the time.
Right.
And then you've got Dyson Daniels right now playing the role of point guard and trying to get everybody involved. This looks good.
I mean, look, I'll give it a shot. As we said, I mean, for guys that are big Trey fans, we get that. We understand why. Nothing wrong with being a Trey fan. He did great things here. You know, ultimately, it fell short, and they decided to move on. But the Warriors, I had a guy hit me up on Twitter. Yeah, the Warriors, there's nobody. Nobody on the Warriors. Like, I know they're old, but it's still Jimmy Buck, it's Draymond Green, Steph McCurry. You know, Steph Curry. And they had a bunch of scoring off their bench. It's still Golden State. It's still going out there and getting a win, you know, in San Fran. So I'll take that over a sharp stick in the eyeball. But you're right. I think now I said Quinn Snyder, show me some imagination. And maybe, as you mentioned, Dyson handling the rock more will be some of that. We know that, you know, Jalen can bring the ball up as well. But, hey, they're getting on a little – they got a 3-game win streak, Carl.
Yeah, man. They win last night again. Bottom line is we're going to see this West Coast road trip continues.
Lakers tomorrow night.
And then Portland. Yep. So, well, look, if you go beat the Lakers in Portland, this is a nice roadie, right? This is a nice roadie. And maybe there is something to be said about guys, Mike, relaxing and letting their hair down.
Well, I said to you the other day that, you know, perhaps there was a bit of, you know, again, the other shoe, you know, the other socks falling down. Let that other shoe go. Waiting to see where this thing is going, not knowing necessarily what your role is going to be. And this is no reflection of Trey, but it just, you know, let's get on with the drama and let's turn the page. So, look, if they can go win, you know, 5 out of 6 next couple games, Carl, you know, because I've been, regardless of what you thought of the trade, I'm still not sold on Quinn Snyder. So let's see what he can do when this team gets some momentum and be up where they're supposed to be in a locked-in playoff position.
Man, a lot went down over the weekend. Let's get to the daily download. Damn, them boys good. Indiana looks unstoppable. And what they did at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, guys, this weekend, I got to tell you, Mike, the game was over at halftime, right? Everybody knew that. 35-7. Right. Yeah, Oregon, you weren't coming back. You might score a couple of touchdowns, which they did. But, Mike, Oregon looks unstoppable. And, yes. And here's the deal. We talked about this Friday before we left the show. Said, hey, they don't make mistakes. They don't hurt themselves.
Not going to shoot themselves in the foot ever.
Right? And the first pass is a pick six, and you're going, oh, my God. And this thing went completely downhill afterwards. I want you to hear real quick.
I told you I didn't trust Dante Moore.
You didn't. And he was not good at all. Right. Fernando Mendoza, guys, this made it 49-15. They cruise into the national championship game.
Two receivers on the near. Fernando in the backfield. Here's the snap back. Looks to the end zone. Looks to the end zone. Throws to the end zone. Touchdown! Elijah Surratt again! Yeah. Yeah. Elijah Surratt having a night of his life.
Making big catches. So much athleticism on that squad. I mean, all I was doing late night, I was like, I'm screaming at the TV, get the starters out.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you want to beat Miami, I just don't want to see Mendoza get hurt. But, yeah, Oregon and, look, Dan Lanning, we thought he was going to come up with some secret sauce. Not even close. Look, this is one, we were late. I'm late, both hands up, you know, about Cignetti. He's got a unique energy. You know, he's kind of a gloomy Gus. That's his thing. And maybe he's got the chip on his shoulder. He's done it. Now, can they sustain it? Well, only time will tell. But he's made the most out of it. They found the right guy in the portal. You got Mark Cuban throwing money around. Guys, there's still a cap on this, okay? It's not like they're spending more money than other teams.
Sure.
They are. NCAA will go find him for it. But this is amazing. And now they can wrap it up down there. And the kid who went to the same, you know, he never got recruited by Miami. It's been well documented that Fernando Mendoza, who's kind of like a new age Tim Tebow, but has a much, much higher, I think, chance to high ceiling in the pros than Tebow ever did.
Yeah, man. And final score is 56-22, but it wasn't close. He only threw for 177, but he threw for 5 touchdowns.
And when he fumbled, his lineman was right there to fall on it. It was like the catcher trailing the runner on a ground ball to first base, right?
It was. By the way, I mentioned Kurt Cignetti earlier in the season said, we just don't beat top 25 teams. We beat the hell out of them. He hasn't lied, okay? He just, there's nothing about it.
What no he said lie told.
Is what he was saying. Here he is talking about the stories in the media fueled us, Mike. Media.
You all have a job to do. And a lot of times you'll piggyback off somebody else's story or belief, and there's pressure to get it nowadays with the internet, get the story out there. People really don't know our team. They don't know what we're made of, what we got, and I get it. There was a lot of skepticism after last year that we were a fluke. That team did a lot of great things and got it all started. That team never trailed till the 9th game of the year. And when it did, 10-0 in the first quarter up at Michigan State, they scored 47 straight. I think a lot of that negative stuff in the media fueled the guys returning from this team, and we added some real key pieces, you know, the main one sitting right here on my left, but other ones as well. Great leaders, great players. And we've just built off our successes. And we've won some big games on the road. And it helps when you have a quarterback play his best football when the game's on the line in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. National championship game
right
coming up Monday, the 19th, guys. It is MLK Day, 7:30. Most people be off, Mike. My guess, the numbers should look really good. Miami, I'm not counting them out by any stretch of the imagination, but this team has dominated the entire competition throughout these playoffs. So it's hard for me to bet against Indiana at this point.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time because we got to see Thursday's game. Friday, of course, Friday night, that game, we didn't get a chance to react to it. But I thought Miami looked great. I just think Indiana's at another level.
I do too.
Now, and look, it's funny. They will have the home field advantage, but Indiana fans are going to pay through the nose. Ticket prices are astronomical.
Down there in Miami?
Down at the Hard Rock. But, you know, like Miami fans will go. Yeah, it'll almost be 50-50, I bet you, at the end of the day. But they're going to have – it's funny. In Hard Rock, they're going to have to play the perfect game. They're going to have – they got no margin for error against Indiana.
Yeah.
Who thought we'd ever say that in our lifetime, right?
Never. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. It's our daily download. More on the Falcons as they continue to search now with Matt Ryan as president of football in his role. He was hired over the weekend. We're going to break down some other candidates, some other interviews that they're looking forward to. Also, we got to tell you, things are finally starting to happen the way Mike and I have wanted them to. Stay tuned for that. It's Dukes and Bell.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Bunch of interviews have already taken place for our Atlanta Falcons. It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Here's the deal, Mike. Everybody thinks that they have an idea of where this is going as far as the head coaching hire is concerned, with now with Matt being in control because of the connections. And I think it's easy for us to always do that. But I am also a person who totally believes in sometimes hiring people you don't know. because it brings a different perspective. And we don't need, as we've said, we don't need Matt being a yes man to Arthur Blank, and we certainly don't need more yes men coming in and being that right. to Matt Ryan.
Fresh set of eyes,
correct.
Man, right.
So when you hire somebody, sometimes, not all the time, that maybe is just out of the realm of what you want to do, Mike, it helps you in a different way. What does Matt Ryan need to be successful? Meaning, for his job now, being over controlled, controlling all the football aspects of things, not the business side, guys. Remember, this is just football, right? On the grass, as one of our former coaches used to say. What does he need to be successful? And I'm a true believer in this head coaching hire is going to be as important as anything to him, because they're working hand in hand. This coach is going to set the tone day to day, whether Matt's at practice or not, Mike, or how much he takes that in. Mm-hmm. But that's, I think, going to be as big as anything for him to be successful, not just with wins and losses, but how you set up the culture of where you want to go.
Right. And but this gets us back to the the subject we debated at length last week. What's the pecking order? Who's making these decisions? Our buddy Garrett Chapman, who's doing work for SI, was asking the question, does Matt's role impede the ability to bring in a general manager? Because you know, the only general manager you're going to get is going to be a guy looking up to Matt Ryan. In other words, Matt's going to command a lot of he's sucking up a lot of the oxygen in that room, which, by the way, I'm fine with. But can you find someone who's going to be the guy? Like Dan Reeves called all the shots. He had the guy Richardson was like the GM that basically dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
Sure.
Back in the day. But are you going to be just a functionary, though? And is that a job? Are we going to have a hard time filling that GM role?
It's a great question. It really is. I'd like to think that whoever takes that role on, when they're sitting there and they're talking about the team and the general manager is laying things out as a general manager should, because that's his job. At that point, Mike, when everything's laid out, let's just say there's a big whiteboard, however you want to describe it, and Matt goes, I don't think we should do this, but I like this, this, and this. And then the general manager carries that out. But the ideas and the processes still come from the general manager. Guys, Matt can't do this all, okay? I mean, as much as we want to put him in all these places and doing all these different things, Mike, he can't do it all. If you're hiring a general manager, you're going to have to trust that general manager to do the job. And then when you sit and talk about all these things, and at the end of the day, when Matt goes, like that, don't like that, I think we should do this. Cool. Then somebody's got to follow that plan.
Now, the media will have a chance to talk to Matt around 11:30 tomorrow. It's scheduled Matt's press conference at Flowery Branch. And just try to get some specifics on. I mean, this is why I said, yes, Matt could be, and why don't you just make him president GM, and you will surround him with a bunch of assistant general managers and guys that'll do all the things that Carl is talking about. You know, the business of football that we don't expect Matt to know every aspect of, but, you know, to make the cap and to make everything else work and the other roster moves, et cetera. But that's why, I mean, it's a valid point. Why don't you just make him the grand poobah? I am the president and general manager of football.
He's got the big hat.
And I'll have some minions, but I'm my way or the highway. And I keep Arthur Blank at arm's length from meddling and getting in the process, which is, look, why haven't we won in 8 years? Because Arthur meddles. Arthur's got his fingers, whether he admits it or not, involved in this, and that's got to go away.
Here's Matt, by the way, on the set of CBS yesterday, discussing being hired by CBS and how it helped him transition from being a football player to finding another purpose, and now he's got another one.
It's always hard when you retire as a player and it's over. There's a finality to it and you have to move on. And there's this empty void in your life, of filling that space of teammates, the locker room. And that's difficult. Yeah. I think that's difficult to deal with. And, you know, when I left, I was so lucky to be given the opportunity by David Burson and by CBS to become a part of this team. And my first year was, you know, with the crew on the road and we were calling games. And when you're out on the road calling games, you become a team and, yeah. and a group and sort of a traveling circus. And I'm thankful to that crew. And then the last 2 years, you guys have become my team. And it's helped me a lot because it's not easy.
Yeah, man. I thought that was very telling. Because a lot of guys do struggle in that transition from being a player, especially when you play a long time, right? I mean, it's all you've known. It's what you do every day. It's your purpose. And then that's why a lot of these guys hope to stay around the game by becoming broadcasters. The point is, some are good, some are not. And so it doesn't necessarily work out for everybody. But for Matt, he's saying, look, you guys helped me with that. And now, Mike, he gets back to another purpose, which is helping our city, helping a team that he put on the map with the MVP and the Super Bowl run and all the things that he was able to accomplish become great. guys, this isn't about being good. Like, Matt Ryan doesn't take the job just to be good. This is about becoming great and sustaining winning. And again, I don't want to win a Super Bowl every year. I'd love to. But can we go on one of these amazing runs like some of these other teams we've seen, Mike, where we're in it, you know, in the playoffs 6, 7, 8 years in a row? Maybe we make a couple of Super Bowls. Maybe we win 2 or 3. Like, can we get to that point?
Yes. Yeah, but, like, the pieces are there. I mean, like, this is not one of those teams that's, you know, part of the reason some of those teams have $100 million in cap space at UC, because they're terrible. They've made bad moves over bad moves, and having that cap space isn't a guarantee you're going to turn things around. We've already got the things you need. We've got a star running back. We've got a star wide receiver. We got edge rushers. We got line. We got corners. We got a safety. We got stuff. So now the key is we've got to fix the quarterback. That's why the head coach for me has got to be an offensive, specific-minded coach. You already got a guy in Ulbrich who can coach your defense. That's why I lean towards Kubiak and or Stefanski. And it's not a knock on Harbaugh. I think we'll be satisfied with Harbaugh too. But I think you've got to get Penix straightened out, or a no-nonsense evaluator says, look, guys, I know you drafted him. He ain't the answer. And that's my opinion. And that's why I said to you last week, I didn't like Arthur kind of coming out saying he's a franchise quarterback. I hope it doesn't discourage people from maybe not taking the job because they feel you have to make him your quarterback.
Yeah, look, I think... The answer for Arthur at the time was the answer for Arthur at the time. I think, Mike, if someone was to come in here, and let's just say it's Harbaugh, and he came in and said, look, seen a lot of quarterbacks in my life. My brother played quarterback. My dad was a coach. You know my history. I don't think this young man can take us to the next level. But they're not publicly going to come out and say that, even though Arthur may say, okay, what's your answer? And if Harbaugh was to say, hypothetically, well, we got to go get another guy. We need to draft another young guy. I don't think publicly they would say that. I think Arthur said that because that's where we are right now. You know that phrase, I am where my feet are? That's kind of what this is. He's here. He's on the roster. He's still inexpensive. We got to ride with this. But if for whatever reason, Mike, we find out in a year that this isn't what we thought, we can't stay the course.
Yeah, and look, I still think, as I said to you last week and the last few weeks, I still think we can find a way to thread the needle and be competitive, even if you got to go with the stopgap quarterback. Because let's just say, for argument's sake, is Penix Jr. going to be ready to go week one? Don't know.
Don't know.
Week two? Don't know. Whenever he comes back, you know, if you, and then at that point, see, you really can't have an open competition once the season starts. You feel me? That's why this really kind of puts Penix Jr. behind the eight ball.
If you got to happen in camp.
If his rehab with the knee, you know, if we bring in, again, take any of your journeyman quarterbacks with Jacoby Brissett or whoever, which I know is not going to excite anyone. You're going to want to see if, you know, if this guy's the guy. Or we take a flyer on a quarterback in a late round. Again, odds are long on that working out. But guess what? You know, Brock Purdy worked out pretty good as Mr. Irrelevant. Maybe we catch lightning in a bottle in that field. I want to see Penix succeed. I just don't know if he will, because right now it's a giant question mark.
Yeah, look, and you brought this up last week. We've been talking about it. Let me ask you this, because it is a question that I think we've got to wait to see. But if anybody's going to evaluate him and says he has belief in him and he thinks he can do it, shouldn't that guy be Matt Ryan?
Totally. I mean, who better than a guy that played the position at the highest level, who's got a relationship? And again, I heard a guy say, well, he's boys with him. No, I mean, Matt was doing what you expect Matt to do, reach out and give advice. And, you know, Penix said he's been a great resource for him. But at the end of the day, Matt's got to make a decision to make the best decision for this team.
All right. As we talk about all this, by the way, rumor is reportedly that John Harbaugh has two top choices, one being the Giants. Obviously, us being on that list as well. We do not know if that's true. Again, they have not interviewed yet. What we do know is that the Ravens, where Harbaugh came from, Mike, have completed an interview with Cliff Kingsbury today. These interviews, guys, are ongoing, as we said. And over the weekend, if you missed it, Falcons already talked to Kevin Stefanski, Clint Kubiak, we knew, Anthony Weaver. They're going to talk with Mike McDaniel, the former coach of the Dolphins. All of this stuff is going to happen. And if you're going, well, Dukes and Mel, when are they going to hire somebody? Maybe as soon as an hour from now. Who knows?
Right. Now, guys, like in the case of Kubiak, you're probably not going to hear anything involving him until as far as Seattle goes, right?
Correct.
I mean, it's unlikely. It may, then as you said, it may happen where the news will leak out. It'll be a distraction for Seattle. That's a them problem. But if it's Kubiak. But if it's Harbaugh, we could talk to him. You're right. Harbaugh could be in this. He could be a Flowery Branch Wednesday.
And by the way, I don't think you rush this. If it is Kubiak, Mike, and you've already said you're our guy.
Right.
And we're just going to wait. And we have to wait a couple of weeks here. And let's just say Seattle wins next weekend, which they'll be the favorite. They're at home. Then that might be the tail for us. Right? That we're waiting. These other coaches are falling into place. And all of a sudden, we're still holding out. That might be pretty obvious. And that's, by the way, for those who forgot, is how it happened with Dan Quinn. Quinn was making the run to the Super Bowl with Seattle back when, and we were kind of like, well, who the hell are we hiring? And Quinn ultimately right. became that guy after they made their run.
I saw that, you know, Mike McDaniel is scheduled for an interview. You know, for instance, for just for argument's sake, if you hire Harbaugh and Mike McDaniel knocks it out of the park, we've always said no one debates his offensive mindset, right? Mike
right.
McDaniel.
That's right.
And you've already got Kubiak. If Harbaugh is cool with not Kubiak, you've already got Ulbrich, I should say, in place. And if Harbaugh is cool with Ulbrich, you get. If I told you again, Mike McDaniel mentoring Michael Penix Jr.,
I like it.
And a lot of folks in South Florida felt Tua was just busted and it was beyond repair. Then I'm cool with that, too.
Tua's limited. This is why the whole draft thing was crazy to me to begin with. And then the Dolphins doubled down and paid him.
Yeah, and the arm strength was never there. He was never there.
He's limited, Mike.
Penix Jr., even on shaky knees, has got better arm strength by a long shot than what Tua brings.
Yeah, that's why I'm with you. Look, any of those potential solutions, I'm game for. And I hope you guys are, too. We got a great poll question up. Day-Day, is the poll question up, by the way, at Dukes and Bell 929? All right, because we're asking you, who do you like as far as the options are concerned? And I just retweeted it at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL because I think it's interesting. When we talk about Stefanski or Harbaugh or Clint Kubiak, who do you like? Is there one that you like way more than the other? I will tell you this. I do like our choices. I don't feel like we're taking second fiddle if one of these guys
right.
is not
hiring cycle 2 years ago, I wanted no part of Belichick. I wanted Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh's gone, you know, by the way, won 10 games, went to the playoffs, he's sitting at home now. But I thought Harbaugh should have changed the culture, shocked to the system, and that always seemed like a long shot. Raheem was always kind of a compromise hire, you know, and you look back at it. Now, in hindsight, you got to go back to Mike McDonald, who's out in Seattle. That who should we have hired? That was the guy. But hindsight being 2020, you got Kubiak, a young guy. You got Stefanski, who's been there and done that. And you got Harbaugh, who's got a Super Bowl ring. Those are good choices to have.
Yeah, I'll say this, though. The guy in Seattle knows what he's doing. That's John Snyder. Snyder got rid of Pete Carroll. He traded Russell Wilson when everybody said, you're crazy. He hires the right coach 2 cycles ago. To your point, Mike, and they've drafted like crazy. Look at their defense. Then he goes and says, well, guess what? We're going to go pay Sam Darnold. I mean, like, he has an idea of what they want to do, and they've been really good. And all of a sudden now, Seattle, Mike, you know, it was, what, 2012, 2013, when they were really good. We played them in the playoffs. Feels like they're back. It feels like this defense has an identity of its own. And I'm only saying all of that to say there is leadership in that organization.
Right.
It's something we have not had.
No, and again, I don't know. I mean, it was Paul Allen, right? The wife and the family, they don't mess with the football product. Mm-hmm. See, that's the key. Just let the football people do the football. And I know look, if I was a billionaire, yes, I'd be in. What's going on over there, guys? Well, what'd we call that play? I'd be on the sideline too the last 5 minutes. You know, hell, I might even wear a uniform if I own the team. But it's going to be hard. If Matt, that's why I hope Matt, if nothing else, Matt can be the buffer to keep Arthur out. I know that the narrative they try to spin is he's not involved. Well, then who the hell wanted Deshaun Watson? Come in. Ironically, moving Matt out of this organization at the time.
All right, guys, coming up, 4th and 1 is on the way. Wild card weekend was just that. Panthers are a little bit better than we thought, huh? Stafford survives in advance, but Sunday night, not as entertaining as the Bills and Jaguars, and the Eagles have a fundamental problem. We're going to talk about all of that and more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.